SRN News, I'm John Scott. International mediators held a new round of talks aimed at halting the Israel-Hamas war. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
The resumption of these talks is an important step. And in the lead up to this meeting, we'd already narrowed some gaps. Today, we are focused on the details of the implementation of the agreement. There remains a lot of work to do, given the complexity of the agreement. We do not anticipate coming out of these talks today with a deal. In fact, I'd expect the talks to continue into tomorrow.
The U.S., Qatar, and Egypt met with the Israeli delegation in Doha. Hamas did not participate directly. Also at SRNnews.com, hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center says Ernesto, which knocked out power to nearly half of all of Puerto Rico, is expected to become more powerful.
It is forecast to strengthen and also grow in size. As the system moves further north, we're expecting the wind field to get even larger than what it currently is. So this is going to be a large, powerful hurricane as it approaches Bermuda.
Hurricane Ernesto expected to become a Cat 3 hurricane. On the economic front, Americans stepped up spending at retailers last month by the most in a year and a half, retail sales increasing 1% from June to July after having declined slightly the previous month. Former President Donald Trump will meet the press today as he steps up his criticism of Vice President Kamala Harris for not holding a news conference or sitting down for interviews since President Biden ended his reelection campaign and endorsed her to replace him. The vice president has barely engaged with reporters since becoming the Democratic nominee. The Dow ahead 505 points. And the NASDAQ adding 362. This is SRN News. Surveys show that abortion bans work.
Total numbers of abortions in this country have gone up and down since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade in 2022. But one thing is clear. In states where abortion is banned, there are a lot less abortions. Pro-life advocates point out that the goal of repealing Roe was simply to let individual states have the freedom to decide the issue without federal interference. Some states are banning abortion while others are promoting it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Further proof of pornography's infiltration of the Internet. A growing number of Olympic athletes admit they're financing their training through OnlyFans, a website that essentially allows people to produce amateur pornography. The International Olympic Committee does not seem to be concerned about the situation. OnlyFans has more than 82 million users, and in 2022, it made more than $1 billion. This is SRN News. Facebook and Instagram parent Meta Platforms has shut down CrowdTangle.
It was a tool widely used by researchers, watchdog organizations, and journalists to monitor social media posts, notably to track how misinformation spreads on its platforms. The shutdown was protested by researchers and nonprofits. Dozens of groups, including the Center for Democracy and Technology, the Digital Forensic Research Lab at the Atlantic Council, and Human Rights Watch, sent a letter to the company asking that it keep CrowdTangle running through at least January so it would be available through the U.S. presidential elections. Jeremy House reporting.
The incoming Starbucks CEO could make well in excess of $100 million in his first year with the company under an incentive-laden contract. Brian Nickel is among the most highly sought-after corporate executives after turning around Taco Bell and most recently Chipotle. More details at SRNnews.com.